Darest thou now, O soul, walk out with me toward the unknown region, where neither ground is for the feet, nor any path to follow? No map there, nor guide, nor voice sounding, nor touch of human hand, nor face with blooming flesh, nor lips, nor eyes are in that land.
Ooh, that storm is lightning. rape and murder. It's just a shot away. It's just a kiss away. She'd already sung that song with Mick Jagger on the Rolling Stones album Let It Bleed, but there was her own solo version. Mary Clayton. Gimme Shelter on A&M Records. Wow.
That could have been the Stones intro on that, actually.
It's very similar, wasn't it? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Mary Clayton. Oh, she must have done more.
Merry Christmas.
No. But we're not too far away from it now, are we? We began with Maynard Ferguson. Chalanata. That's the B-side of his single on CBS Records. And I think Les is going to tell us a little bit more about Maynard.
He was born in Quebec, and he was a childhood job prodigy with the Canadian Broadcasting Orchestra, a very well-known trumpeter, and he often played serenade for trumpet in jazz. What else did he do? Oh, yeah, he played with Stan Kenton, who was a well-known orchestra leader at the time. Then he went on to... the Birdland Dream Band. He was in that, the legendary Birdland Jazz Club in New York. And where else he go? And then he went on to India. That hence where that track came from. It's then he relocated. He went to where'd he go? He was influenced by Sathya Sai Baba, who he considered as his spiritual guru. I think several other people considered that him with that too.
Yeah, that was co-written by Maynard and V. Mukunda and Keith Mansfield, unbelievably.
Yeah, well, we just said that, didn't we?
And
the well-known Keith Mansfield.
Yeah, and when we do eventually play the A-side of a single called El Dopa, that's the letter L and then D-O-P-A. That is actually written completely by Keith Mansfield, so that's to come up later. But coming up next, we've got a little section.
Andy, another thing about him, he became well known in the UK as being the resident band on the Simon D show. So there's another thing.
D time.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. So he was a house band, apparently.
I've still got my Simon D UTB club badge. That's under the bedclothes, listening to him on Luxembourg. Wow. For UTB club. We've got a section now. Oh, and by the way, these are the singles. I'm also, he's Les Newman and I'm Chris Bent. And we,
hello, listener.
We are here every week. With at least an hour of sometimes modern tunes and prog rock and all manner of strange tunage. And then we have an hour or two or three or whatever it turns out to be of the new singles from this day. And in this particular programme, they're all from the 14th of August 1970. It looks a very sparse list today because, of course, the record business closed down in the summertime for a few weeks. Issue number 342 of the new singles, a weekly listing of 45 RPM recordings. Only 44 singles this week. We're going to move on to Hawkwind eventually here. But first of all, Opal Butterfly with Groupie Girl, followed by the Gigging Song. And there's a connection with Hawkwind, Les, here, I understand.
Yes, the vocals were by Simon King, who was the drummer with Hawkwind, as along with Lemmy as well, who was also, as everybody knows, eventually went on to form Motorhead. So, well, it's amazing, isn't it? Well, we find this information.
And the lyrics. The lyrics sum up quite a lot of girls in 1970 from the Opal Butterfly. Groupie Girl, it's called. And some of the lyrics are dressed to kill in miniskirt, long hair and kinky boots.
Oh, don't say those things, especially at my age.
Chelsea, and every afternoon's a rest. Get up at 3 or 4 maybe, have a bath and look your best. spend your nights in dance halls, sussing out the groups, dressed to kill in miniskirt, long hair, and kinky boots. When you go home, you've got the whole scene song. And when you fill your diary up with all the boys you had, and meet it again in 10 years' time, will you think your past was bad? When you go home to your mother, girl, tell her where you've been.
Information about this week's program, we invite you to visit www.towardtheunknownregion.com.
Rolling down the highway on a technicolor cloud, everything is silent, but the engine's very loud. Twisting through the lanes in the avenues of my brain, trying to get a message through to you, trying to get a message through to you. To our journey's end, looking out the window, but there goes another bend. Now we're moving faster, seems we're running out of gear, lighting up a cigarette. All our worries disappear, lighting up a cigarette. All our worries disappear. stones and we're throwing morning dew. Going past Birmingham Airport, Simon said that he'd blown there.
Chris B. at towardtheunknownregion.com.
Trounced by the Vision On gallery at the moment, which you can't see, my friends.
Oh, that's a great single there, and the lovely bass lines there of Hawkwind. Mirror of Illusion. What,
Mirror
one?
Of Illusion, yeah. That was the mono single, the B-side mix. I think the album, their first album, but it came from last, what, about 7 minutes or so. Yeah. Yeah, and that is the legendary single on Liberty Records. Yes, it did exist. It was released, and this was the day, the 14th of August, 1970. We are going to play the A-side shortly, Hurry On Sundown. Prior to that, it was the Opal Butterfly with Groupie Girl and the Gigging Song, which I wasn't familiar with, Les. Did you know?
No. I can't remember them. Obviously, I can remember Simon King being in Hawkwind, but not any of his previous incarnations.
No, and to imagine that Lemmy was also in the Opal Butterfly at the time.
I know, bizarre, isn't it?
Yeah.
That Hawkwind single, obviously, got Rob Calvert and the boys and Dave Brock there. Just, God, takes me back to seeing them. Oh, well, so I must have been a creepy boy. I used to go and watch Hawkwind. It seemed like we watched Hawkwind every few weeks, you know, we'd go and see it quite regularly.
Well, I was fortunate enough to see Hawkwind this year, 2020, at Butlin's Minehead, at the Giants of Rock. I thought there'll be a load of old duffers here, but I tell you what, they might look a bit like old duffers, but wow, they're like us, Les. They're still in tune and
maturing.
Hip. They're hip to the beat, Daddy-O.
Yeah, we were talking about Warina last week. Well, I remember seeing Hawkwind at Warina back in 1970 or 71.
After this, it will be. It was listed as the Reggae Boys on Upsetter Records, but on the label it says the Upsetters, another not a Quinn Martin production, but a Lee Scratch Perry production. That's going to be called Hurry Up, but that's the coda to Hawkwind and their Hurry on Sunday, which they did perform. I think it was Nick Turner who I saw. Yes. This particular year, and they did perform Hurry wow. on Sundown, so they went right back to basics.
Yeah,
that's what we need to do, Les.
Yeah, man.
Thank you. You're listening to Chris Bent. Not just listening, I hope, but joining in with all these tunes you know so well.
Did you hear him at the end of that tune? Crazy Man, Crazy. Wow. Those were Randy's All-Stars on the Randy record label, RAN501. Clearly the first single, and it could well have been the last, but we will find out in the coming weeks if Randy's records lasted any longer.
All-Stars were just like session men, weren't they? They just Or probably from the Lee Scratch Perry stable. I think they're all virtually the same company.
Yeah, that tune was called Pepper Pot. You just had to say something at the start of your tune, and then you just hire Reg Dixon.
And he'd
pop down the studio at 3 a.m. and he'd churn all these reggae hits for them, wouldn't he? Prior to Randy's All Stars, it was the Upsetters and Hurry Up on Upsetter. And of course, we heard Hawkwind and Hurry On Sundown. Well, that's the end of the show. We've done all we could. We couldn't get any better than Hawkwind, could we? So I think we'll go home now.
However,
we've got, I think this might have been a hit, this one. We're going to play Both Sides of White Plains. It's not My Baby Loves Loving. I don't know if it's got to the charts or not. It's worth playing for the B-side. It's on DRAM Records. The A-side is Loving You Baby. And the B-side is called Noises, Brackets in My Head.
was enough to wake the dead. Last night my baby said she was leaving, and her words were making noises in my head. Today she'll be on the southbound train, homeward bound again. Yeah, she's leaving, and although she's gone for good, I can't complain. I tried so hard to say I'm begging you to stay, but I couldn't, 'cause the words were making noises in my head. I needed to say I love you still. I guess I always will, but I didn't. The words were making noises in my head. Noise, noise, noise is driving me insane. Noise, noise, noise is there they go again. And she is the only one who knows the pain just grows. And I need her to stop me going and clean out all my head. Do, 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 do
sounding more like Paul McCartney than Paul McCartney himself.
They came from a band called Orange Bicycle and the Smoke.
Orange Bicycle, yeah, the Smoke. Yeah. My friend Jack Eats Sugar Lumps was almost their big hit, but the BBC banned it, and they said it was.
Of the Morgan Studios outfit, which produced like everybody, like the Kinks, Pink Floyd, everybody else.
Yeah,
was done at that studio. That particular single was a reasonable hit in the Netherlands, apparently.
We're talking about Fickle Pickle. Yeah. That's who we're talking about here. And my little story about my friend Jack Eats Sugar Lumps by the Smoke. They said it was what they were feeding their horse, but the BBC banned their tune about Sugar Lumps anyway.
Yeah, well, Sugar Lumps were a pretty well-known form of taking LSD at the time.
So I understand, Les. And before this, it was...
I don't know, personally.
No, none of us know anything about it.
No, because I'll tell you what, because they used to use it for a lot... Do you remember when we were very young, you know, instead of giving you injections, in order to give you like inoculations, they gave you a sugar lump with all the particular ingredient on it.
Right, I'm much younger than you, Les, I wouldn't.
Except, you know, instead of giving you... The inoculation injection, you just took a sugar lump with it on.
Yeah, I can remember going round my nan's house, and every time I'd go there, she'd give me a sugar lump or two. So she was looking after my teeth for me, wasn't she?
Okay.
Good old nan.
Can you still buy them? I don't know whether you can. I've not seen
that. That's true, yeah. In the lockdown, I was searching for great big 50-kilogram bags of sugar so I could lock myself down forever.
Because it used to be one lump or two, and now it's one spoon or two, isn't it?
We also heard Susan Shirley on Mercury Records and Really Into Something. I guess that is a favourite on the Northern Soul scene, Les.
Yeah, it is actually, but I can't find much. But there's several Shirley things. I'm not sure which one she actually was.
No, Susan Shirley, and before that it was White Plains. We quite like the B-side, Noises in My Head. I thought the vocals were fairly whimsical folk prog.
Yeah, but folk prog.
I don't think anyone could accuse Cook and Greenaway of writing any prog songs for White Plains.
I know.
I think when I was searching this song out, they suspected there were various members of Flowerpot Men performing on, particularly on Noises in My Head. A few weeks back, we played Hot Legs and Neanderthal Man, and in a year or so, they're going to call themselves NCC.
NCC, yeah.
But here's another production of theirs from their Strawberry Studios. Graham Goldman hadn't joined them at the time, though. And they were on the Pi record label, Pi 7N179771. They were calling themselves Dr. Father. And this track is called Umbopo. Very, very unpromising, but pretty good.